Yesterday, I had some conversation with Alistair.
那我昨天呢跟 Alistair 有一些沟通。
It's very, very beautiful.
这是非常美好的一个沟通。
We know the Lord is calling people together at His timing.
那我们知道呢，神呢就是在他的时间表呢就会呼召一些人。
And at His timing.
在他的这个时间表上。
In the last 20 years, I was contending at praying for the church.I just always pull out the prophecy by the prophets. I just pray out the prophecy.
那我过去的二十年呢，我就是呢常常拿出就是先知给我们的预言，我就为这些预言来祷告。
The Lord says, keep in mind that the next few years will be a promotion to a higher level of maturity.
那这里讲到呢，就是在之后的几年呢，我中间的一
以后的几年。
像
高水平成熟度提升的时候 And many from other areas will flow out into your church.
那很多人将会从其他地区呢涌入涌进我们的教会。
The Lord says, be loyal to your call, says the Lord.
那主说你要忠于你们的呼召，主如此说。
There are many prophecies, but this is just one I always keep in my Bible.
那有很多的预言呢，但是这是其中一个，我就是一直放在我的圣经。
And the prophets prophesied the miracles are going to follow us.
那呢，先知也预言就是神迹奇事会跟随我们。
The miracles are going to be remarkable.
那这个神迹奇事呢，是一个非常大的一个神迹。
And it will be heard from far and near.
那呢，从远近呢，都会有人听到这些神迹。
There was a time we.You know, sometimes we question. It seems our church is getting smaller. There was a time.
那我们常常就会开始就是疑问，因为我感觉我们的教会好像是越来越小啊。
But you know, I'm very encouraged because of some of our spiritual fathers. They went through the same thing.
那呢，我就是非常为我们的长老呢，就是被鼓励，因为他们也同样经历同样的事情。
Our pastor.In our mother church, there was a time when we started entering into God's calling for gatherings. The church just getting smaller and smaller. She just cried to the Lord. The Lord, you want us to gather, but it become a scatter.
Scatter. 那我们以前的母堂也是一样，当他们进入他们的呼召，就是能够做那个聚集的工作的时候呢，他们教会反倒会越来越小。然后呢，里边的牧师就开始呼求说：“神啊，你让我们聚集，为什么就变得分散了呢？”
But the Lord is faithful.
但是神是信实的。
I learned to be faithful.
我们要学习怎么样信。
I learned to declare God's words.
那我学会怎么样来宣告神的话。
Bible said God's words are real.
那圣经上说呢，神的话语是真实的。
Humans are not.
但是人却是虚假的。
Literally, Bible said, I don't offend anybody, but the Bible said, let God be true, let everybody be a liar.
那这是圣经上说的，就是每人都是虚假的，只有神是真实的。
You see, when I first hear these words, it seems it's hard.To receive.
那我当一开始听的话的时候，我觉得很难接受。
It's not about how we think about other people, but it's true because we don't know what we are thinking, what we are talking, but God knows what He's doing.
那这是确实是真的，因为我们并不知道我们所说的是什么，但是神知道。
Well, that's why Bible blatantly said humans are liars.
所以呢，圣经上呢非常直接，就是说我们人都是虚假的。
Not because we want to lie, but we are born liars. Sorry.
不是我们。
We are born liars.
不是我们想要去撒谎，乃是我们生下来就是一个罪人，
unless,
就是一个撒谎的人。
Unless we are connected with God through Jesus Christ.
除非我们能够跟耶稣基督连接。
That's why, because Jesus is Lord is faithful, Lord is true, and we are going to come into the truth. We will become true.
那因为神是真实的，我们也会回到这个真理当中，一个真实的神当中。
So we got to hold on God's promise and the truth.
那我们需要紧紧抓住神的这个信实。
That's what's going to happen. The words are going to become true.
那这个就是将来要发生的，就是。神的话语呢要成为真实。
There are times of testing.
那也会有就是试探的试炼的时间。
Because there are times you find what God promised actually what happened is the opposite. God says you are going to this direction, this is going to happen, you are going to get richer, but you get poorer.
那 你会看到就是神所说的呢，你会觉得哎，怎么好像相反的呢？神说你会变成富足，为什么我越来越感觉贫穷呢？
God says these relationships are going to be wonderful, but you found the people just left you.One after another.
那你会觉得神说啊，我们人际关系会越来越好，可是你会发觉，哎，为什么人都离我远去呢？
Just like David, when he was anointed as a king of Israel, the first thing is King Saul chased him out of Israel, the land of Israel.
那就像那个大卫王，他当他被恩膏成为这个以色列神的王的时候呢，相反的，那个扫罗王就开始追杀他。
He has to leave Israel.
他必须要离开以色列。
Think about he's going to be the king of Israel, but he cannot even stay in the land of Israel.
那你想想看，他应该是以色列的王，可是他甚至都不能在自己国土上待着。
How big is a test?
那这个试炼是多大呢？
How can David endure this kind of test?
那大卫他怎么样能够忍受这样子的试炼呢？
But the Bible said the Lord is faithful.
但是圣经上说神是信实的。
So David hold on to the Lord.
所以大卫呢就紧紧抓住神。
David always pray and praise.
那个大卫呢一直就是在祷告，一直在敬拜。
He said, "All the battles I fought, the victory is from the Lord."
那大卫说呢，就是所有的征战呢，得胜在乎耶和华。
Indeed, actually, Lord give him.Victory in every battle.
那也确实是神呢，在他所有的征战中都给了他胜利。
He was a shepherd boy.
他是一个牧羊人。
Not educated.
啊，也没有很多文化。
You know, not even high school education.
啊，甚至可能高中没有毕业。
He was going to lead troops.
他，但是他却能带领军队。
He was going to be the king of Israel.
他成为以色列的王。
How could he be?
那他怎么能够做到呢？
But indeed, God made him the most successful king in all over the world.
可是呢，神却使他成为这个全世界上最成功的一个国王。
In David's time, Bible said, no matter where David goes, he has the victory.
那在圣经上说呢，不管大卫往哪里去，他都得胜。
Because the Lord is with him.
因为神与他同在。
Lord is with him.
神与他同在。
He also said himself, "It's the Lord give me victory."
他也说神是神给了他那个得胜。
Because he clearly knew that he was a shepherd boy.
因为他自己知道他只是一个牧羊人。
You know, Obama was graduated from Harvard Law School, the top school of the top department.
那奥巴马呢？他是从这个哈佛大学的，就是法律系毕业的，最好的大学。
马英九 also graduated from Harvard Law School.
那这个 President 台湾马英九， yeah. 他也是从这个哈佛大学毕业的。
Yeah. You know, these days all the presidents are either their lawyers and.David was a shepherd boy.
那你看现在的就是世界上领袖啊，都是一些律师啊一类的。可是大卫却是一个牧羊人。
Today we are better than David. We are more educated than David.
那我们今天呢比大卫更好，至少我们比他更有文化一些。
We are much more privileged than David.
那我们比大卫呢就是更有这个优势呀。
But sometimes we ask the question, how come?Our problems more than David.
可是我们就常问，哎，为什么我们的麻烦比 David 要更多？
那 this is a key called key of David.
那这个就是说称之为大卫的钥匙。
Key of David was mentioned in Bible many times.
那这个大卫的钥匙呢，在圣经里面说提过很多次。
We don't know what exactly it is, but it was mentioned many times in the Bible.
那我们并不知道这个大卫钥匙到底是什么，可是在圣经上呢，却多处提到这个。
And in Revelation chapter 3, Jesus said to the church of Philadelphia, I will give you the key of David.
那呢，在那个启示录第三章呢，那个耶稣呢，给了一个意象给那个 Philadelphia。
腓
拉铁非教会，就是关于这个大卫的钥匙。
The key will be given to you. The doors I shut, no one can open. The door I open, no one can shut.
那我把这个钥匙给你呢，能关的 开的门没有人能关，我能开的关的门没有人能开。
What is the key of David?
那这个大卫的钥匙到底是什么呢？
Now you will know if you read David's life, the one thing.
那如果你读大卫的生平的话，你知道一件事情。
Very key.
他的一个关键。
Everything he does, he seeks the Lord.
那不管他做什么呢，他都先求问神。
He prayed to the Lord.
他就向神祷告。
The second, he always prays and worship.
那第二呢，他就是一直在敬拜跟赞美。
Even when he was a shepherd boy, he had a harp.
那他在就是牧羊人的时候呢，他常常就是弹琴。
And always, that's why he wrote the Psalms, many of the Psalms, prayer in the Psalms, worship.
那所以呢，他写了很多就是诗篇就其实诗篇就是一个歌。
And many of the Psalms actually called Messianic Psalms.Means the Holy Spirit is upon him and declare the coming of the Messiah.
那个诗篇里很多的诗篇呢，都是称为以什么
Messiah
诗歌，就是当圣灵降到他的身上，他写的一些诗歌是关乎就是将来的那个 Messiah.
Basically, he knows God is with him.
那他就知道神呢与他同在。
He is thirsty of the presence of God.
他就是非常饥渴呢神的同在。
He wanted to be in the presence of the Lord.
他希望呢活在神的同在当
中。That's why his prayers are written in the Bible.
所以呢他的祷告呢是记录在圣经上。
And to be written as the word of God.
那也成为神的话语。
And David has a lot of special characters.
那呢大卫有一些非常特别的特质。
Now he treated his enemy very mercifully.
他呢对他的仇敌呢是非常有怜悯的。
That's amazing.
是非常奇妙。
That's like he was as if he was living in the New Testament.
就好像他是活在新约当中一样。
Another thing, also very key.
那呢另外一个关键。
You know, David had a tent. In his tent, he has the ark of the Covenant.
那呢，他大卫呢有一个帐幕，那帐幕里边呢有神的约柜。
Because that time Moses' tabernacle was gone and Solomon's temple was not yet built.
那因为当时呢，摩西的帐幕呢已经没有了，但是所罗门的圣殿呢还没有建。
So the ark of the covenant, which represents the presence of the Lord, is there's no temple, no proper place. Just David pitched the tent.For the ark.
那当时这个约柜呢，就是没有地方放，所以大卫就支起一个帐篷，把它放在里边。
Very interesting. David, he's not a priest.
那很特别，大卫并不是一个祭司。
But he was bold enough to go into the tent, sit in front of the ark to pray to God.
但是很特别，他敢呢，就是走进这个帐篷里边，帐幕里边呢，就是坐在约柜下跟这个神祷告。
So I'm not going to go to the other scriptures. You can go there. In the Old Testament, only the priest, higher priest, can see the Ark of the Covenant.
那我不讲就是细节，如你可以自己回去读旧约，就是关乎这个约柜呢，只有大祭司才可以进去。
But how come David is so bold to sit in front of the ark?
但是为什么大卫这么敢，就是坐在这个约柜前面呢？
You know, he knew something very, very special.
因为他知道一个非常特别的事情。
He knew God loved him so much.
他知道神呢如此的爱他。
Love him as a son.
像孩子爱自己孩子一样爱他。
That's in the Old Testament, but David.Come to the Lord's presence just like a son to the father.
那这是旧约，可是呢，大卫呢却是以一个儿子的身份呢，能够进
到神的同在当中。That's why in the Bible prophecies in the last days, the David's tent will be rebuilt.
所以呢，那个圣经上预言呢，就是在末后的日子，大卫的帐幕要重建。
The prophets didn't prophesy that Solomon's temple is going to be rebuilt.
那圣经并没有说哦，那个所罗门的圣殿要重建。
Also, it didn't say that Moses' tabernacle will be rebuilt.
他也没有说摩西的帐幕要被重建。
But the Bible said, David's tent will be rebuilt.
但是圣经上说呢，大卫的帐幕要被重建。
That is a simple tent. You can come to the presence of the Lord anytime.
就是一个非常简单的帐篷，但是你可以随时随地的进到神
的同
在当中。
That's why it becomes a New Testament type model.
所以呢，就是成为了一个新约的一个一个模型。
You see, it's not about Old Testament or New Testament. It's about the people who knows.Who knows God's heart?
那不在乎旧约的人或者新约的人，而是在乎真正认识神的人的心。
So we as children of God today, we approach God's throne very boldly as children of God.
那我们现在呢？我们就是以一个孩子身份，非常大胆的来到神的同在当中。
You know, many places people can teach about the fear of God and think that's right.But today we have a very special, role, which is given to us as sons and daughters of God.
那很多教会呢，他可能会宣讲就是怎么样敬畏神，这些都很好。但是呢，我们有一个特别的身份，就是我们是神的孩子。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的孩子。
Alice, how if your daughter come to you?How do you treat your daughter?
那 Alice, 如果你的女儿来到你面前，你怎么对待她呢？
Do you say first you need to do this, otherwise don't come in?
你会跟她说你先做了这个，要不然你就不要来见我了。
Second you need to do that and don't come in.
第二你要做这个，你没做完就不要来找我。
I can imagine that when her daughter comes,
那我可以想象，就是他女儿跑到他面前的时候，他就赶快抱着他。
Right? Yeah, that's the thing, you know. When my son came to my house yesterday, I just kissed her, kiss him. He's so tall, I just kiss him.
那昨天呢，我儿子回家，我就要亲他，但他很高，还得踮起脚才亲他。
He asks me for sandwiches, a special, you know, Vietnamese sandwich. I just went there.
那昨天呢，他问我要吃那个越南面包，我还特别去买给他。
He said, "You don't tell mom, it's okay."
他跟我说不要告诉妈妈。我说好的，好的。
You know, when your children come to you, you just embrace.
那当你孩子来到你的面前的时候，你就是拥抱他们。
So this is something whoever sits here need to know. When we come to our Father, as children of God.We have that assurance and boldness.
那呢，做就是在众的人都要知道，当我们来到神的面前呢，我们知道他是我们是他的儿女，我们要有这样子的一个信心。
Today I will go to the Old Testament a lot. You will find the Old Testament the same God who loves His children.
那我今天呢，多讲一些关于旧约，你会发现呢，就是旧约也是一样。
Let's go to Isaiah 26. We just recently read this chapter.
那我们翻到以赛亚书二十六章，我们才刚刚读的。
The first few verses.
前面的几章经文几节。
1 to 4.
一到四节。
In that day, the song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts.
当那日在犹大地人必唱这歌。说我们有坚固的城，耶和华要将救恩定为城墙，为外墩。
外国。
外国。
Yeah. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter.
敞开城门，使守信的义民得以进入。
The nation that keeps the faith.
就是那个守信的义民。
You will keep in perfect peace.Him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you.
坚心仰赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他倚靠你。
Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is a rock eternal.
你们当倚靠耶和华直到永远，因为耶和华是永久的磐石。
He is talking about sing that song in the land of Judah.
他就是讲说要唱那个犹大的歌。
There's a strong city.
是一个坚固的城。
The Lord is the walls and the ramparts.
那这个耶和华呢，要成为这个城墙、外郭。
Yeah, for those ones who keep the faith.
那就是为那些守信的人。
And the righteous nations.
那些义民。
He will open his gates wide.
他就是为这些人呢敞开城门。
And here the Chinese said very clearly, he said, just deep, you know, hold on to him. That verse 3, hold on to him with your whole heart.
那这里呢，中文也特别讲到，就是我们要，艰辛依赖他。
He will keep you 100% safe.
他会必保守你100%的平安。
Now is the time we need to hold on to him with 100% faith.
那我们现在呢，就是要100%的来依靠耶和华的时候。
You know, here, even actually talking to about any nation who is willing to depend on the Lord.
其实这里讲到的是任何的国民，只要他能够愿意来依靠神的。
Whoever.
不管是谁。
No matter Israel or not Israel.
不管你是不是以色列人或不是以色列人。
In Bible talking about in chapter 19, there's a prophecy about Egypt, Israel and Assyria will become one.Together worship the Lord.
那呢，在圣经里边有一篇预言呢，就是讲到关于埃及、以色列还有西伯利亚，亚述呢要成为一国。
And it's also like in the Moses' time, and for Passover, any foreigners who lives in Israel who's willing to keep the Passover, let them keep.
那呢，在圣经上也讲的，就是在以色列民当他们过这个逾越节的时候，就是外邦人在他们国家，他们愿意过这个逾越节的话，他们也可以去过。
而且，so it's also treat them the same way as Israel.
他们也是同样的跟以色列人一样同等的对待。
So any goodness of God is for everybody if people are willing.
所以呢，神的好处呢是为所有人的，只要你愿意。
So when we come to Him.Today, no matter what state we are, no matter we are believers or not, no matter we are Christians for many years or just a new Christian, as long as we come to Him, He will answer our prayer.
所以呢，不管我们是谁，我们信主有多少年，我们是什么样的人，只要我们来到神的面前的神就会来。
No matter you are weak Christian or a strong Christian, as long as you come to the Father, He will answer your prayer.
不管你是刚强的基督徒或者是软弱的基督徒，只要你来到神的面前祷告，神
就会
听你的祷告，他会帮助你。
As parents, did you ever find if your child is weak, you won't like him?
那作为父母，你觉得你的孩子软弱的时候，你会不爱他吗
？You like him more, love him more.
其实你会更加的爱他。
Did you ever find if your son is rebellious, the father says, "I don't want him"?
那你有看到就是悖逆的儿子，作为父亲能会说我爱我不要你了吗
？I still love him and calling him back all the time.
他还是会持续的爱他，继续的呼让他回家。
The arms of the parents are open.
那父母的这个双臂呢，一直是为他们打开的。
So this is about the Old Testament.
所以呢，这就是在旧约里讲的。
Later along, we are in the New Testament.
更何况我们现在是活在新约之下呢
？Bible said we have a much better covenant.
圣经上说我们有一个更好、更美的约。
This covenant is cut by the blood of the Son of the Living God.
那这个约呢，是以神的儿子的宝血来立的。
And so Jesus taught us when we pray this way, Father in heaven.
所以呢，耶稣教导我们要这样祷告，我们天上的父。
So in the Old Testament, nobody taught you to pray Father in heaven.
那在旧约，没有人会教导你，你要跟那个天上的父说你是父。
Only a few places God revealed to David, I will be a father to your offspring.
那只有呢，在跟大卫有这么说过，我要成为你后裔的父。
I don't know if his offspring understood that.
那我并不知道他的后裔有没有明白这个启示。
But you know, Arabic people, the offsprings of Ishmael, they have a trouble to understand God as father.
那呢，作为就是以斯玛利的后代，就是现在的阿拉伯人呢，他们很难能够理解，就是成为神的儿子。
那 because if you read the Bible, Abraham, as a wife, didn't like Israel's mother and the son, basically sent him away to the desert. That's not home anymore. So father sent the son away.
那如果你读旧约的话呢，你会知道就是当时以斯玛就是当时Sarah 把这个以斯玛利的父这个妈妈呢跟他呢都赶出去了，所以这个儿子呢是被父亲给赶走的。
So Arabic people when they pray to God, they never pray as a father.
所以呢，阿拉伯人呢，当他向神祷告的时候呢，他们不会说神是他们的父。
They have a lot of fear, but there's a big distance.
他们心中有很多的惧怕，跟神是有很大的距离的。
So we are very different.
那我们是非常不同的。
We are very different, especially in the New Testament time, and Jesus said, "Pray this way." Father in heaven.
我们非常不同，而且特别是我们在新约之下，然后耶稣跟我们说要这样子来祷告。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 7.
那我们就是翻到马太福音第七章。
Start from chapter 5. Jesus said, "Pray in this way."
那从
Our Father in heaven.
是 six, right? 马太 six.
Seven. Seven.
Matthew
seven. Seven. Go to seven.
马太第七章第七节
7-7 start from 7-12
从马太第七章七节到十二节。
These are the verses I always share to people.
那这些是我常常跟大家分享的经文。
I never get tired of sharing these verses to people.
那我呢就是分享这个经文我都不觉得累。
And Jesus saidThat ask and it will be given to you.
那这里说呢，就是你们祈求就给你们。
Seek and you will find.
寻找就寻见。
Knock and the door will be opened to you.
叩门就给你们开门。
For everyone who asks receives.
因为凡祈求就得着。
He who seeks finds.
寻找就寻见。
And to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
叩门呢就给他开门。
Which of you, if his son asks for bread?Will give him a stone.
你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？
Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake.
求鱼反给他蛇呢？
If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不把更 好东西给求他的人吗？
So in everything, do to others what you would have them to do to you. For this is the sum up, this sums up the law and the prophets.
所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
Here, Jesus is teaching all of us.
那这个耶稣呢，也是教导我们每一位。
Ask.
就要祈求。
It will be given.
就会得着。
Ask, it will be given.
祈求就会得着。
Whatever you're asking,
不管你求的是什么。
Maybe you're asking, God to, you know, to keep your children safe.
可能你在祷告，让神呢保护你孩子的平安。
Recently, there were two stabbings, things in the Surrey Central Station that area. You know, in a SkyTrain.
那最近呢有两起，就是在公交上面的，就是刺杀在 Surrey 的。
Many people may be heard.
啊，很多人都听到这个新闻。
You know, public transit system is not safe.
所以你知道那个这个公交系统呢并不安全。
We need to pray for our children. They travel, to school. Pray for even us.
那我们要为我们的孩子，就是要坐巴士上学的这些孩子，要祷告，也要为我们自己来祷告。
When we ask, it shall be given.
我们祷告祈求就得着。
You may have many things you are asking.
那你有很多事情，可能你们都在祷告。
Maybe you're praying for your marriage.
可能是为你的婚姻在祷告。
Maybe you're praying for your children's marriage.
可能在为你儿女的婚姻在祷告。
Many things you are praying for, asking.
那很多都你们都在祷告的东西。
Bible said it shall be given to you.
圣经上说祈求就得着。
And if you seek it, you will find.
那这里说到寻找呢，就必寻见。
What are you looking for?
那你在找什么呢？
You know, sometimes you're not asking, but you're looking for something.
有的时候你并没有在祈祷，但是呢，你可能在寻找一些东西。
You're looking for something.
你在寻找一些东西。
There was a time I was in a city. I drive to a city. I park my car there. I see a homeless person. He just looking things around, and then he find a piece of paper.And putting his hand and go to another place and put this piece of paper in another place and find another piece of paper. People are looking.
那有一次呢，我就是停在一个别的城市的一个 parking lot， 然后呢，我就看到一个就是无家可归的人，他就在地上捡一些纸条，捡完一些纸条，他又放到另外一个地方，之后他又再去捡一些纸条。
So we are all looking for something.
就是我们都在寻找一些东西。
We're looking for better future.
我们为就是更好的将来在寻找。
We come to Canada, immigrants. What are we looking for?
那作为移民来加拿大的人，我们找的是什么呢
？And the desire in our hearts, the Lord already know, and He will grant.
那呢，你在心里边你所想的呢，神已经知道了，而且他也会给你。
And also it says that knock it shall be open.
那最后也讲到，就是你叩门呢，就会开门。
There are times you find doors are closed to you.
那有的时候你会发现，哎，好像所有的门都为你关上了。
There are situations you find you are desperate.
那有一些环境呢，你是觉得你好就是痛苦。
You found everything is against you.
你觉得所有事情都在针对你。
You find every people is against you.
你觉得每一个人都在针对你。
Every odds are against you.
啊，所有的几率呢的机会呢都在跟都在针对你。
Doors are not open to you.
门呢也不为你开。
I remember when I first went to France, when I was 25 years old as a foreigner.
那我记得我25岁呢，就是去了法国的时候呢，作为一个外国人去了法国。
That time I decided not to go back to China in 1990. Just after 1989, the Tiananmen Square movement.
那当时是天安门事件之后的那一年，就是1990年，我去了法国，我就决定我再也不回中国。
But I know that if you try to immigrate to France, it's almost impossible.
那我当时我知道呢，如果你移民到法国，那是几乎不可能的事情。
But I didn't want to go back to China that time.
但是我当时并不想回中国。
I remember all the friends, our colleagues look at us. We are the guest scholars. They are very, very nice to us.
那呢，因为我们当时被受邀的学者，所以呢，那些法国的人呢，是对我们非常友好。
But they always give you a hint. You do not belong here.
但是他们会给你一些暗示，就是你的暗示就是说你并不属于这里。
You are always a guest. You will never be the host.
那你一直都只是客人，你不会成为一个主人。
The first day, I still remember when we, our boss, we were doing a big experiment. After the experiment, we gathered together. Our boss, he get the wine out of his, the wine
cellar.
Yes. And it's he stored it there 18 years, the best wine from France wine, put on the table. We sing songs and celebrate.
那我记得我们第一天呢，去那边做了一个很大的一个实验。之后呢，我们的导师就是把他珍藏了18年的好酒，从他酒库拿出来，就是我们一起就来唱歌来庆祝。
So we have we had scientists from Russia, from Poland, from Italy, and from France, and from Germany. From states.
Okay, so that. 对，我们有就是俄罗斯的，有波兰的，有美国的，有德国的，还有当地的法国人。
And from China.
还有中国。
And that time is the time Gorbachev. Gorbachev tried to dissolve Soviet Union.
那当时这个戈道夫呢，想要就是分离这个俄罗斯，不是俄罗斯，
苏联。
I remember when we got together, we sing songs together.
那我记得我们在一起的时候，我们就唱歌。
So we, Poland, Polish people, Russians and Chinese, we sing communism songs.
那我们这个波兰的、俄罗斯的，还有就是中国的，我们就唱那个就是社会主义的，不对，共产主义的歌。
The international song, sorry.
国际歌。
起来，饥寒交迫的奴隶。
Rise up, those who are hungry, the slaves.
他们就唱他们那个资本主义的歌。
So they sing their, you know, like, communist, no,
capitalist
capitalist songs.
And when we come to the sing the Second World War songs, we are all together. Katyusha, you know, Katyusha.
那当我们一起呢，就是唱那个二战之后的歌呢，我们的心
Oh, we come together. We sing the same song.
那我们就一起就能唱同样的歌。
So we are all happy.
那我们都
Russians, Chinese, and all the people we sing the same song.
那我们这个俄罗斯人、中国人呢，还有他们都一起唱同样的歌。
However, after this feast.After the, you know, the this kind of parties, we feel I don't know where I'm going next moment, you know.
但是这个聚会结束之后呢，我就觉得哎，我不知道我下一步要做什么。
And these Russians, there are two Russian colleagues. They are my colleagues. We're supposed to work together.And they are not working. I just go to their dormitory and say, come to work.
那当时那两个俄罗斯的应该是我的一起工作的那个学员。可是呢，我去找他们，他们就不要去就是做研究。
They were always watching TV because Gorbachev is doing all these things and they are so nervous.
他们就一直在看那个新闻，就是因为呢，这个人叫什么来着？
戈尔巴乔夫。
对，就在做这个事情，他们很紧张。
And he's much older than me. He has a family. He has two children. He said, "Bing, you go to work. I need to watch TV."
那他当时比我年长，然后他有家庭，然后他就跟我说啊，王炳，你去工作吧，我要看一下电视。
I'm very nervous. What's going to happen to my family? What's going to happen to my children?
因为我很担心我的孩子，我的家人。
There might be war.
那可能会有战争。
You know, people are knocking doors. People are looking for something.
所以人呢一直在叩门，一直在寻找。
I was very, very. I don't know. I had no friends. People look at us in that small town, which is called Cannes, in Basse Normandy, and there were not many Chinese faces. They look at us like we are from.Another planet.
那当时呢，我在这个法国这个城市呢，没有什么外国人，然后他们看到我们中国人呢，就好像看一个外星人一样。
They're very polite, but they never think you are going to be host.
那他们非常的友好，可是呢，他们永远都不会把你当做主人。
I remember when every morning I jog in a forest, a small forest.
那我记得我每天早上呢，就去晨跑。
There's no people. Usually in China.A lot of people there.
那一个人都没有。那在中国，你跑的时候，一大堆人都在你旁边。
I just jogging along myself.
那我就自己一个人在那晨跑。
Sometimes I stop.
有的时候我就停着。
I see nobody.
哦，我一个人都看不见。
I just shout and scream.
啊，那我就在尖叫，在大喊。
Because you find that you're so, somehow you're so oppressed, or depressed.Or suppressed, you don't know what happened.
那你有时候就感觉心里很压抑，你也不知道为什么。
Because you are looking for something, you are knocking doors, you don't know if it's going to open to you.
因为呢，你一直在寻找一些，一直在向一些东西叩门，你不知道接下来会怎么样。
Those days I didn't know God.
那当时呢，我并不认识神。
But thank God brought me to Canada.
那我感谢神呢，神把我带到加拿大。
So many doors later on opened to me.
那之后呢，很多门也向我敞开。
And the next verses are more important.
那接下来的这个经文呢，就更重要了。
He said, "You, even you are evil. If your son asks for fish, you will never give a snake. If your son asks for bread, you will never give a piece of stone."
那这里说呢，你们虽然不好呢，可是呢，如果你们的孩子向你们求饼呢，你不会给石头。
How much more good things Heavenly Father will give to you?
尚且呢，你们天上的父，更何况你天上的父不会把更好的东西给你们吗？
This is the verse. Actually, I really is a key verse. I.Turn from atheist to a believer.
那呢这个经文呢，其实是一个很重要的关键，使我成为一个无神论者呢，转成一个就是有信仰的人。
Because before I always went to the church to argue with the pastor, I said these things are not logic.
因为当时呢，我就一直去找教会的牧师，就说：“哎呀，自己想的一点都不合乎这个叫什么啊理性
逻辑。”I don't agree.
啊，我就不同意。
And there was a time that he's very, you know, he said, "Bing, one thing you need to know."
那有一次呢，他就说，王炳，你需要知道一件事情。
You can try prayer.
你可以试试祷告。
He cited these verses.
那他就把这个经文呢，就提出来讲。
Because God said, if you ask, it shall be given to you.
因为这里说呢，你要寻找呢，就会你要祈求呢，就给你们。
Even we are bad people, but we want to give good things to our children. How much more Heavenly Father will give good things to us?
那我们都是一个不好的人，但是呢，我们孩子为我们要的时候，我们都会把好东西。更何况我们天上的父呢？
I said, this makes sense.
啊，我就说，哎呀，这个很有道理哈。
If God exists, He must love people.
那如果神是存在的话，他一定是爱人的。
Now, if God created the whole universe, He doesn't love people. People are totally miserable.
那如果呢，这个神呢，创造了世上的人，可是他又不爱世上的人呢？那作为人来讲呢，是非常痛苦的。
Think about that.
啊，你自己想一想看。
But the good news is that God really loves the people.
但是好信息呢，就是呢，我们的神是爱我们的神。
Even the non-believers know God loves people.
甚至就是不信主的人也知道神是爱人的。
Once I had a friend, he's a non-believer. He said, you know, if God exists, he must love people.
那有一次呢，我去一个不信的人朋友家，他就说，如果神是存在的，他一定是爱人的。
You know, when the rain comes, the snow comes.Children are very happy.
那你知道看就是下雨下雪，孩子都很开心。
The animals are happy.
啊，小动物也开心。
It's true. God loves people. He created all this for the goodness for the good for people.
那神创造这一切呢，都是为了因为爱他爱他的孩子。
Even the scientists, the famous scientist Einstein said, "Behind the creation, there's no evil."
那甚至呢，爱因斯坦也讲过，就是在创造的背后呢是没有邪恶的。
In the last century, many many discoveries about astrophysics and relativity, all these things, and it was marvelous. The universe is marvelous. Einstein made this statement. He said, "Behind the creation, there's no evil."
那呢，在这个上个世纪呢，就是关于很多相对论的一些研究。那这个爱因斯坦提出来的就是。在创造的背后呢是没有邪恶的。
Our Father loves us.
那我们的神呢是爱我们的神。
Let alone He has a covenant with us. He adopted us, as His children.
更何况我们跟他有立约，就是他看我们呢如他的孩子。
Why do we always come to this kind of verses?
为什么我们常常要回到这些经文里呢？
Because we need to be reminded who we are.
因为我们需要被提醒，我们到底是谁？神到底是谁
？You are His children.
你是他的儿女。
The good gifts first give to the children.
那呢，好礼物，好的礼物呢，先是要给自己的孩子。
Bible said so. Somewhere.
圣经上是这么写的。
So we are His children. First, we boldly ask the things.
那呢，我们是他的孩子，我们要大胆的来求。
In this day, this age, we need to depend on God even much more.
特别是在这个时代呢，我们就是要更加的依靠我们的神。
Things happen in the world.
那世界上发生的这些事情。
Brothers, sisters, you, I know that your wisdom is very much challenged.
那我知道呢，就是我们所有的智慧呢是被挑战，被这个世界上的事情来挑战。
We need God.
那我们需要神。
The second, now we need to know we, as children of God, have such privilege.
那我们作为神的儿女呢，我们知道我们有这样的特权。
Privilege is what is said here.
那我们这个特权就是在圣经上这里讲的。
He will give good things to us.
他会把好东西给我们。
If you ask a fish,
如果你求鱼
，sometimes fish does not come.
有的时候鱼并不来。
But he will not give you a stone.
但是呢，他也不会把石头给你。
In his mind, he has something better.
在他的思想里，他有更好的东西。
Something better.
更好的东西为你预备。
If you ask for a piece of bread,
如果你求的是面包，
he will not give you a piece of stone.
他就不会把一块石头给你。
So that's why we need to boldly ask.
所以呢，我们要大胆的来求。
If God does not give you fish,
如果神不把鱼给你。
He will give you something better.
他会把更好的给你。
Better.
更好的。
Hallelujah. Let's pray together.
Hallelujah. 我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Because you are our Father.
因为你是我们的父。
You not only created us, but also redeemed us.
你不仅仅只是造了我们，你也赎了我们。
And we become a special people.
我们成为一群特殊的人。
We become the members of your family.
我们成为你家庭的成员。
We become children of the Most High God.
我们成为至高者的儿女。
Thank you for giving us such privilege.
谢谢你给我们这样子的荣耀。
And let us please give us faith so we can believe.
给我们信心，让我们可以来相信。
Believe you can do everything, anything.
又相信你能够做任何的事情。
Believe you can look after our children.
我们相信你可以来看顾好我们的孩子。
We can entrust our children's life and future into your hands.
我们可以把我们孩子的未来放在你的手中。
You can fix our marriages.
你可以来修复我们的婚姻。
Nothing is hard to you.
在你岂有难成的事。
You can reconcile our relationships.
你可以来医治我们的人际
关系。With our family members.
跟我们的家庭成员恢复关系。
With our brothers and sisters.
跟我们的弟兄姐妹恢复关系。
Lord, we thank you for your good intentions.
主啊，我们为你的这个好意来献上感恩。
We pray all this in Jesus, our Lord's name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.